Well, thanks for listening to Morning Edition today on WILL AM 580. And again, we're sorry that we don't have our HD 2 and 3 signals going today. For those of you with your HD radios, we're trying to fix that situation. We had some equipment failure over the weekend, maybe related to the storms that moved through. Get those back on as soon as we can, and we'll let you know about it. I'm Jay Pearson. Now time for the opening commodity market report. And let's check first how prices fared in the resumption of trading in Kansas City and in Chicago. First of all, as we look at Kansas City, we saw that December wheat opened at $7.55, and that was down 4.5. The March contract opened at $7.71, and that was down 9 on the open. Spring wheat for December opened at $7.80, down 7.75. March opened at $7.93, down 12.5. A rather abbreviated number of contracts have actually begun trading today. But December wheat in Chicago opened at $7.18, down 9. The March contract opened at $7.40, and that was down 9. And now we see trading has begun on the May contract, opening at $7.49.25 today. And that would put that at about, let's see, 12.75 lower on the open at 7.49 1/4. The December corn contract opened at 5.52, and that was down 10. March opened at 5.69, down 11.25. And the contract for July opened at 5.90.5, down 9.75. And we had the December contract opened at 582.5, and that was down 9.5. Soybeans for November opened at 11.53 this morning, down 26. January at 11.70, down 24.75. March at 11.83, down 25.5. May at 11.90, down 26. And July at $12.50, down 22.5. And November opened at 11.47. Down 12, and that would be the November 09 contract. Let me take a quick scan to see if anything else has opened in trading today, and I think those are indeed the only contracts so far. Down to the soybean meal, the October contract opening at 3.30 even, down 6.50, and December opened at 3.28, and that was down 7 on the open. Soybean oil at 44.90, down 1.18. And December opened at 45.43, down 1.23 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, right now, as we mentioned, not a lot of contracts open, but wheat in Chicago currently trading generally about 14 cents lower, and corn in the 10 to 11 cent range, and soybeans right around 20 cents on the average down. And joining us to talk about things at this open is John Hester from L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. And good morning to you, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing pretty well.
Good.
A little bit better than some of these numbers might indicate, though. Are we still seeing concerns about the economic conditions in general on Wall Street and the global markets weighing on the commodity markets today?
Oh, I think so. That's the major player right now. Yesterday we had a pretty nice rebound in the grain markets, and then yesterday evening the government came out with their crop ratings, and they left things in a good to excellent category, and the corn and beans the same. They showed no signs of any storm damage over the weekend in their ratings. We all know that there was flooding and wind damage, so that has not showed up in the ratings. And then this AIG thing came up, and it's just worldwide uncertainty, and people in the world, they don't know what to do, or they don't appear they know what to do, and they don't know what's going to happen. And, that just adds uncertainty to everything. The fundamentals for the grain market is very positive, and the micro world markets are very negative, and if the economy in the world was stabilized, I personally feel like the grain market would be rallying.
As we're still a few weeks away from harvest in our neck of the woods here. How is that impacting what we're looking at right now from both the producer end and the trader's point of view?
There's probably ample supply of corn, old corn right now, but the processors and the buyers are saying there's no old beans, anywhere in the country, hardly. Bean meal's hard to get, and you would, and that is reflected in the fact that, quick bids and beans are a dollar higher than fall bids. So they are wanting old beans or, the early new beans off the combine to fill the pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that, if a guy can get in and combine halfway early, in the next week, 10 days, he's going to get a nice bid off the combine, whereas if it's a month down the road, he's going to go back to that dollar and a quarter basis probably.
Yeah. So as you look at outside markets today, we see gold and silver higher, oil is down, Dow Jones, of course, down. What kind of impact do you see any of these outside markets having on what the prices are doing today for the traders?
I think the stock market, is down because of this AIG thing, mm-hmm. and that is reflecting back on the grain market just because of world uncertainty in the equities markets. And the gold and silver being down, they had a nice run yesterday, and I think it's probably some profit-taking. And, they're instead of buying gold and silver today, they may be shorting the grain market or shorting the S&Ps today, the stock market. So, that money's kind of floating around. They're trying to get, the most bang out of their dollar.
Mm-hmm. Anything else this morning, John, you'd like to touch on?
No, I just think if the world equity markets would stabilize, I think we're at a juncture in the grain markets. They may go a little lower, but I think, for farmers and producers that a little lower might be the time to start trying to bottom pick a little bit with some calls. I think they'll be very pleased in the future if, they pick up some cheap calls down here, maybe not today or maybe not tomorrow, but a little lower in these grain markets, I think there'll be a lot of bang for the dollar in them.
All righty. Well, thank you much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mm-hmm. Our pleasure. Yeah, John Hester, and he's with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Well, let's take a look at how the trading is going right now in Kansas City. December wheat is at $7.50, and that's down 13.5 cents. The March contract at $7.72 is currently down 9.5. In Chicago, December wheat at $7.12, down 15. March at 735.5, down 13.5. May at 749.25, down 12.75. And the December corn contract is at 548, down 14. March contract at 567 is down 13.25, and July 09 at 587, down 13.25 as well. Soybeans for November, 1150, down 29. January at 1172, down 22.75. March at 1180, down 28.5. And May at 1195, down 21. The soybean meal for October at 327 even is down 950. And October oil of 4490 down 118. The September feeder cattle, 10920 down 50. October, 10835 down 47.5. October lean hogs at 6735 unchanged. December at 6590 down 65. And the frozen pork bellies for February at 86.60, down 155. Crude oil for October delivery down 421 a barrel at 91.50. November down 469 to 91 even. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average on a 15-minute delay, 10,854 right now, down 65 points. The dollar at 78.84, and that's down 0.41. And the CRB index at 341.37 is down 6.89. And our forecast from AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser is still having a flood warning remaining in effect for a little while longer for much of north central and northeastern Illinois and northwestern Indiana, where runoff from the weekend rains is still a problem, and saturated grounds as well. Mostly sunny is the forecast, though, across the two states of Illinois and Indiana. Highs will range from around 70 in northern Indiana to 76 in the far south today. Tonight should be clear with patchy fog forming overnight, lows generally ranging between 45 and 50, but warmer in Chicago, probably in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow should be sunny again with highs ranging from 75 to 79 degrees. Today in Champaign-Urbana, it'll be sunny with a high of 73. Tonight, clear, patchy fog forming late, low 47. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 77. Tomorrow night, clear, low 50, sunny on Thursday, high 78, and then on Friday, mostly sunny skies, again with a high of 79 degrees, so we should see some significant drying as the week goes on. It's 62 degrees on Friends Plaza outside of Campbell Hall for public telecommunication here in Urbana.